We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The dayspring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elugbadebo. Be revived.
Let's pray. This is a very good place to pray. Pray for your heart. The Lord will help you. The grace of Jesus is being supplied through this teaching to make us make adjustment. Father, we thank you. Lord, we receive a supply of the Spirit through your word this morning. We ask for mercy upon our hearts, mercy to make changes, mercy to accept your vision, to accept your standards. Can we pray that your hearts will be tempered by the grace of Jesus in this season to make corrections where necessary, to make decisions where necessary, to take new standards where necessary. I want you to begin to make those transactions in your heart. Please, I want you to pray. The Lord will have imprinted things in your heart while the ministration was going on. Can we ask God for mercy? Lord, help every horn. Avama koko jojo meni frepepe koko dieta. Arapa papa koko jojo meni frepeni yolo bronisha. Araga dabreni frepepe pepe koko jojo meni asad. Araga dabreni se souveni la baba koko jojo meni etin. Arapa pepe peko koli breni so feke da branata. Lord, I receive grace. I ask for mercy. I make changes. I make new decisions. I break away from old habits. I take new positions in the Spirit. In Jesus' name we are praying. Come and begin to thank the Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning's teaching. We are grateful. We'll give you all the praise. Thank you for using your servant to bless us. We'll receive of all that blessing this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we appreciate Pastor CG? We can do better than that. Thank you, Pastor. You know, that message touched me personally, and the reason was because I knew at a particular point God moved him to share from his own experience. I'm sure he didn't plan to do so, but I know the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for you yielding to God, because we should not just teach precepts of discipleship. We should teach the lines. And I thank God that God could even have you share from your own experience of discipleship practically. And all they said were true. I'm just looking back that somewhere I think God possessed Pastor CG in those early days when we began the work. God must have possessed him. Amen. 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 Can we say amen to that? Hallelujah. So it takes some kind of mad love, being a mad lover. What is a madness? It means that you are not sensual. You don't follow natural senses. God must have possessed him. Just looking way back, because as at that time, they didn't look like, church was not like this. Now, if you join us at this phase, you see as there's prospects now. You know, yes. We have AC now. We have land. We have things. If you join us at this level, you can say that our people only be turned law. You understand? As at then, there was nothing. There was really nothing. You know, we started church from my sitting room. We were meeting in a school. We used to go every Saturday and then, you know, clean the place and all that. There was no prospect. You saw our humanity. A lot of people despise us then. And that's just the truth. Because there was really nothing. It will have taken you love for God to really cite grace. For me then, well, I didn't know this much in terms of knowledge. And so for them to even follow then, I'm sure God will have put it in their hearts. And just looking way back, I said, oh, I was just wondering that. I mean, you don't even know. Some people don't know how destiny is at times. You don't. I'm just looking at what God is making him. And probably, because I really thought about it, you know, in those times that truly when he had a lot of opportunities to go and work. You know, personally for me, same thing happened to Abila too. Something similar. If you know me very well, I will tell you to go and do. It's not because I'm chasing you away. I don't even know if I'm really chasing people away or something. I just say, this person. Because I used to feel, I normally feel for people. But looking way back, I think the thing is spirit. You know? I'm just taking that. Even me, I didn't know that Holy Ghost was using me, you know? So before I encouraged him to go and get the job because he's a young man, he has a right. When Pastor Friday finished from school, we warred for him to finish from school. You know, some of you know the story. And I said, Pastor Friday, you have your certificate now. Go and work. That's what I told him. And he said, God did not tell him to go and work, that he should serve me. I said, are you sure? Go and pray. I gave him another 3 months to go and pray. And there was somebody that approached me that way. I did not agree because I was not sure. He said, God said you should serve me. I said, I'm not convinced. I said, I'm not convinced. The truth, because you see, that kind of thing, it takes a lot of, at times you go have to check and check again so that the person does not cushion on BFA. You know what I'm talking about? Because you live by faith. You live by faith. You know, Pastor CJ has lived by faith. But Pastor CJ does not earn a salary from the church. He doesn't. And, of course, he has his business, but his business is also... It's as the Lord provides. So, I mean, he has had the opportunity to leave. And I won't have stopped him in any way. All right? I won't have stopped him. So I'm just looking at it. And I've also looked at him. God has helped him. And then God has also blessed him. God has blessed him. When you look at him, you can't say he's suffering. He's okay. He's even more okay than some people. He's very okay. I know that he's okay. You see, one of the legacies of the Spirit that you inherit in following God is the spirit of faith. It is an inheritance. And to get spirit of faith is not easy. It's one of the garments of the prophetic. Spirit of faith is not easy. So, and it's also by training and leading. And once you have it as an inheritance, it answers for things. You know? So, I just looked at it and I thank you for obeying God. And so we can pick lessons. I think at times when people share from their experiences, you know, it's not for you to, because our ways are different. For him, that was what the Lord was imprinting in his own heart. But you can always pick the direction of the Spirit. You know, when the people share from their experiences, Holy Ghost can imprint in your spirit. You know, God led him. You know, Pastor CJ started getting jobs. He didn't talk about those areas. He got jobs. Started getting contracts. God was providing for him through his work. And I think that God still has a plan for him. No doubt about it. I'm very sure of that. All right? So, but just learn to follow the Spirit. All right? I just felt I needed to say that. What did I say? In subjection to your oversight. I was still complaining and I said this. And I want to say this openly. If we have fed you well and you have bore witness to the fact that we have fed you, then trust us. Yes, sir. When we want to make decisions over your life. Because that is how I... And Pastor CG, how you are is how I was. And it's how I still am. And my wife can bear witness. When I follow someone, I follow with all my heart. That's how I follow. I follow with all my heart. You can't tell me that you have been, I can't have taught you the word and you are blessed. Then we want to either correct you or make a decision concerning your life. And you now feel like you suddenly don't trust anymore. Then I question your following. That's not how to follow. We want to make a strict decision. The word has blessed you. I'm not talking about somebody that the word has not blessed them. You know what it means for the word to bless you? I have taught you, I have blessed you, I have poured water on your feet. And then we are looking at certain decisions in your life. Say, don't pass that route. And you're angry. And you don't know anything. You don't know. Spiritual things are not like that. The same spirit that blessed you is the same spirit that counsels you. There's no difference. It's not a different spirit. If that, that's why I said blessed, because you say, what if they make mistake? That's not how they make mistake. Oh. Yes. If they have not made mistake in teaching you, they will not make mistake in counseling you. Yes, it's the same spirit. Amen. And that's why many of you don't know. You understand? When it now comes to counseling, rebuke, correction, mentorship, all of a sudden you lose trust. I have a lot of issues with that. Or you get offended. And those things are things that stop people from evolving into what God has called them. I was just looking at it at times. That's one of the major enemies of spiritual destinies and maturity. So if the word has blessed you, then you have to trust the Spirit of God in your leaders. You have to trust the Spirit of God in your leaders. Somebody feels that he's called of God and God has sent him. And your the leaders have blessed you for years. Say no. You have to go and pray. If you are wise, you will pray until God speaks to them. It's just safe. You may look at that time, you know, because looking way back from experiences, I've found a lot of challenges. You know, myself and my wife are still talking about some ministers, powerful ministers, that, you know, they had issue with their senior pastor releasing them into ministry because they felt that they were called. And I mean, there's nothing bad to receive a call, but probably the man did not perceive the season. So they left the work. So I was now talking to someone, an older minister too. And because that older minister is also close with them. And he now said that, but there's something wrong with that work that they have gone through. They have remained at the stage for years. I said, this is what happened though. They said, no wonder. That's what they said. That they never received the blessing. I said, no, the person wanted, the old person said, no wonder. I just always felt that there was something. They are wonderful, powerful ministers, but there was just one limitation. He said, there was just one thing. I said, it's that thing. You see, that training of waiting a little bit longer. It's not easy at times to wait on the minister of the gospel. At times, it may even look like what John Law. So it's better. Now, look at what, I don't know what informed the releasing of Abioye. I don't know it, but I know it's not Abioye, it's Papa. It's not Abioye. Abioye will have, I know that Abioye will have received calling. That is it. If he didn't receive calling, he will not go. It means that he has been there, that he will have borne witness to the fact that Bishop Abioye has a calling to serve the body of Christ. Yes. Only God, I don't know how that man carried that kind of thing in his heart for years. You know, currently now, he's a gift to the body. But the thing about it is that, of course, you know, Papa is a prophet. A lot of people are saying nonsense that it's because he wants to hand mercy to his son. You better not commit sin. There are some things that a lot of people want to get, see, share. A lot of people have sinned with their mouths. Better don't commit sin. Those men have ways you know nothing of. Yeah. They have ways. You should fear people like Bishop. You should fear them. You should not even say anything negative about. When you see, even if you see his imperfect, just turn your eyes and walk this way. You don't know who Papa is. Some of their sacrifice, some of us, it will take mercy to attend to them. If you know the work, if you know the work that some of those men have done for God, you dare not open your mouth. Some people have carried some kind of curse. I'm telling you. All those men, be afraid of them. I'm telling you, because some of you don't know these things. We need to tell you. Be afraid of them. Just mind your business, sir. When I look at people that go after those men, they don't end well. I'm telling you from experience, none of them has ended well. They will do things. They'll be struggling in ministry. They'll stay at one point. They get stuck. They get stuck at a point. There are some prophetic spirits that work with those men. So it was Papa, I'm sure, that just released him. And he says, he's my son. So there are a lot of attitudes of ministry that, you know, that we must learn. Attitudes of the spirit. Now, a new kind of work I perceive has begun in our generation. This kind of work, they are new. They are still fairly new. And it's a little bit different because the demands will be stronger. Yes, the demands of ministry now will be stronger. Because now, in New Testament order of ministry, ministry is not personal. We are moving from personal ministry. Ministry is being owned. You understand? I tell people, I say, this church is not my church. I mean, you need to get close to me to know that one. And that is where we are going. Where ministry will be owned by the saints. Ministry will be owned by the the team of eldership in an assembly. That's where we are going. So the context of discipleship is now longer. Now, the difference between evangelical discipleship and kingdom discipleship, the model like one of our fathers, Brother Gwili, you know, wonderful. I call him Brother Gwili because he chooses to be called that way. He's, in every way, he's a father. That's him. And I thank God for him. They have what I call evangelical discipleship of model. And it's powerful because it focuses on character formation. All right? Not just dispensing of knowledge. And then accountability at the level of that word. Now, but the difference is that the hope is different. Character formation is just a little... Even character formation is based on the level of light. This thing we are saying is a lifetime thing. Number one, because now the inheritance is not going to heaven. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It's not going to heaven. The inheritance is to come into all the promises, beginning from the name of the Holy Ghost to the name of Christ and then the name of the Father. So like I was teaching in Love Seal, I said, it is in this kind of churches that you have membership of church all through your life. Now, what can you be seeking more than the name of the Father? Tell me that now, if you can give me yourself. What can you be seeking more? Except you go lesser. So I told them in Love, I said, that is why Paul knew Timothy's grandmother. Yes, sir. You don't understand. I know Bright. I know his son. And I know his grandchild. I said, it's only in that context that you can know somebody. And you can, Paul can speak of Timothy. I knew your grandmother now. He said, this spirit you have is in your grandmother. It means Eunice. Is it Lois first? Lois was under Paul. Eunice was under Paul. They were all following. Shall you understand? So why will Eunice release his son to Paul? Follow Paul. Because Eunice will have been following Paul. I'm not sure all these people. I'm not even sure maybe they were Jews or Gentile. To me, I mean, if it's... Timothy was Greek now. His father was Greek. His mother was Jew. So it's like a crossbreed. So like I shared in Love Seal, I said, it is in this order. One of the things that God has done to us, and you must appreciate it. You must appreciate what God has given you in your local church. I say this, is that pastors, God has helped us to recover the doctrine. Now that's a major thing. To know is like syllabus. And I mean, you can say, why are you saying this so long? Now, I'm not saying we know all the... No, we don't have all the lights. But we have the context. I can tell you that. Reading the Bible that to and fro, you can't... There's after the inheritance of the name of the Father, there's nothing. The end is to have eternal life. So to get that doctrine is a major help from God. That's a major help from God. That is eternal life. Eternal life is the promise of the gospel. For that to be the focus and the message of a people, that's a major direction. How many people have emphasized eternal life in the church? That they promise eternal life. Check through scriptures. Now, what you call kingdom, if you don't teach it as either salvation or eternal life, you see, are deceived. That's another deception. Because I know a lot of people talk kingdom. In fact, that's somewhere I want to stop using that word. Not because it's not accurate, but because for some people it means many things. The idea of kingdom is many things. It's not salvation. It's not eternal life. That's why you think when apostles are talking about kingdom, they talk, you see Paul, it was Jesus that used kingdom. Most of the apostles use either salvation or eternal life or glory. And that is what it is. So then they could interpret it, but that's why you need apostles to interpret Jesus. You don't understand? You need all the apostles to interpret Jesus. If not, you'll be thinking that you'll be talking kingdom, and your idea of kingdom is to take over. Take over what, sir? How much can you take over in this world? In this world, by the time the Antichrist kingdom comes, it's going to subdue all things, sir. So I'm not saying that we'll not have influence. We'll have influence. The church will have influence, wielded from the Spirit. But the dominion of the kingdom of God is more than that. It's not really what a lot of people. So you can, once the direction of your kingdom message is not eternal life, through the auspices of salvation, you're going to make a mistake. You start focusing on wrong things. And then you can't get kingdom without discipleship. You can't get salvation or eternal life without discipleship. So it means that eternal life promises will be given in context of discipleship, which is what the New Testament churches should focus on. So they are just gradually shaping the wineskin. We can't even rush this thing because it's just evolving. We have to also wait on God for the template to gradually begin to play out. I don't know if you get what I just said now. We wait on God. So it is in the context of the churches that they give the inheritance. They can't give inheritance anyhow, sir. They only give inheritance among. And this is fearful. So, Pastor, are you controlling us? I'm not a controlling person. I have to teach you the truth. You can't get the inheritance any other way. You get it among. And that's why it's important that you keep your flocking. Well, that's one of the greatest assets you have now, that you will keep your membership. Don't lose your membership. Your membership by your flocking with your brethren is safety. Because that context is where they give the inheritance. You have to learn to walk in love and forgiveness for a very long time. Because offense is one major way they push you out of it. I mean, if Satan knows that, just stay. You have the ability to journey into something that is blessing. It's going to give you a lot of warfare in that area. And Pastor CG was saying that when he said that at times getting closer is warfare. Very true. Right? For instance, in church, if you are what I call, I'll not even call you outer court member. Because outer court member is a Levite. So, but a camp member of a church, you may never be offended in that context. Because, you know, our churches now still provide room for somebody to be coming as a congregant and go. But gradually the Lord is shaping the wineskin. So you can be in an assembly, you won't carry spirit. Because spirit is also checking you. You know, yes, now spirit checks people. It's checking you that you have not given yourself fully to the process of the grace of God that will allow the authority of God in an assembly, because there are authorities in an assembly. Authority, man to bear, these things are real. Spirits. I was sharing with a brother in this story. I said, you have to come closer. Because that thing you need to do business is a spiritual thing. It must flow from your leader too. If not, you can remain at a spot. Yes. I've seen people that carry potential for business. They could not prosper beyond the level. Because it takes spirit to land on you. The ability to even create wealth is not by natural intelligence. You need a lot of spiritual impartation. You need spirit to enter you. And you begin to do things at a level that you will know that this one is not my logic. So there is discipleship in business. Discipleship business. Business discipleship is not how to teach you how to four keys of breaking forth in the business world. That's not what they teach you. Somebody that will be a business. If I'm going to disciple you in business and I'm a businessman, I'll first teach you spirit. So it means what they are doing in business discipleship is not how to invest, how to check stocks. It's ways of the spirit. Once you have that, then you can interpret other things. Spirit will let you know things. Yes. You will know. You will know when to invest and not when to. in the very volatile economics of today, you think sense can help you? You know the decision that Donald Trump made has made some people poor. Some people are poor already now. They are just crying, you know? That imposition, the tariff war between US and China, has made some people poor. Meaning they are poorer. How can you beat that with sense? You can't beat that with sense. You need ghosts to know some things. You need covenants with God to know some things. It just shows you that anything can happen. Anything can happen to all your money. And you know, we are in the world of digital money, digital assets. That's where it's going, believe me. So anything can happen to your resources, sir. You just wake up overnight and one president just comes and makes a policy that affects all your... You will be crying, sir. So, but if you have learned way of the Spirit, you are secured. I'm just showing you that. So when we say discipleship, even in marriage, all those things, they are all in the context of the ways of God, moving from one generation to the other, moving from people to people. So the inheritance is always given amongst. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So you have to master what it means to flock. You have to learn it. You must love church. You must love church forever. I keep saying this. I've been saying this as a young boy. Because in the world to come is church. I hear some people say, it's not church, it's ecclesia. But all this, you're just talking English. And I've left some kind of conversation. I can't be doing some things again. I'm almost 50. Go and build that ecclesia. Let me see it. Stop making noise up and down. Build it. Let me see the ecclesia. You are just okay. Well, now we are doing ecclesia. We're not doing church. The ecclesia we saw in the New Testament. Were they not meeting daily? Were they not meeting daily? Can you pay the price of meeting daily? How many people do you live in your house? How many people have you fed? Have you raised? Use yourself. You are saying you are building ecclesia. You won't go ecclesia. You have not even paid the price. You can't build anything. If we want to condemn what the fathers are doing, it means we have to pay more price. Are you ready to pay their price? It means that the kind of church we will build will be better. It means we will pay more price. Are we ready? Many of us love ourselves. You know the kind of sacrifice? You know what it means for people to be living with you for years? Living on your bill. I know that one practically. I don't need to use ecclesia. I don't need to use. I'm doing ecclesia and all that. I don't need to be telling you I'm doing ecclesia. I know. I've built some things for years. I foot bills for years without complaining. At times you need to say some things. You know, at times you go on social media and see something. Just wonder. If you're going to build something stronger than the fathers, we'll pay more price. And it is this way. It means we'll be ready to flock with each other for a long time. For a very long time. You will master how to love each other in spite of offenses. Now, think about it. What can I do to you that will make you get offended and leave us? You have to start thinking about those things. And you said something, and that's very good. As long as we keep following God, maybe the only thing is that if I choose to not follow God anymore. But as long as, you know that even in mistake, we don't leave each other. As long as the heart is right. I can't believe that people can do what they did to Mike Bickle. I cannot believe it. That's not anything kingdom. In kingdom, we don't leave our leaders even when they fall. The only way we leave them is if they refuse to repent. Because in the New Testament, and that's what Jonah was saying, the whole people that went after Jonah said that God says, if anyone falls, they fall. Let him that is spiritual restore. So he said it's restoration. Yeah. It means the person will go back to what he was before.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You say, Jonah is condoning evil. What's evil? You don't know what church is. You don't know what covenant is. You don't know what love is. That if I set my heart to love Pastor Friday, it is still death.
Hey, hey.
That's what love is.
That is the kind of mentality you have towards your wife. Some people want to divorce their wife. It's not in this church. Amen. For me to agree, then it's a, maybe it's a very bad case. You want to divorce your wife? Don't come to this church. If you want to divorce your wife, you already have it. One katumafi. Over set here up. You're not because some people are like, you don't know what is inside people's hearts. Some people are even trying to frame their spouse so that they can leave each other. The kingdom mind, the kingdom mind is that God hates divorce. Even though people can divorce because of a whole lot of conditions that are, but the concept of divorce is not just limited to marriage. The concept of divorce is breaking covenant. God hates breaking covenant. When you're a truth breaker, you don't know how to keep something for a long time. You don't know how to keep love. And that's it. If you know, you love your wife, you should love your wife forever. Now my mind is set on loving Fisayo. Nothing's changing that. I keep loving her and loving her and loving her and loving her. And it's not hard. I say, how do you love someone? Just love Jesus. Just pray that, you know, that's my prayer. I say, God, if I love you more, I will love my wife more. If I love you more, I will love the brethren more. I'll be able to love, you know, those I am leading if I love the Lord. So that's just easy. So when you see that your relationship with brethren is affecting you, it's a test that your love is not complete. You need to ask God to love, to make you love Him more. Because when you love God more, it will be reflected in your ability to bear people. At times, people can do things that irritate you. And at times, when you are sincere, you will see your part. I say a lot of people, they excuse themselves when it comes to relationship, you know, bread and to bed. They just excuse themselves. I say, how convenient. You were all right. And when you are like that, you are not wise. It means that you have not encountered God. In most times, I remember sometimes maybe I have an issue with my wife in my heart and I'm thinking that look at what she did and all that. And the Lord always comes to judge me. The Lord has never judged me right. Not once. He has never judged me. Okay, I will share that. Never. When God settles matters, God does not stay on anybody's side. God does not stay on anybody's side. It means everybody will take, you go collect. So that is how it is, brethren to brethren. You feel a wrong that, you know, somebody did towards you. And you really want the Lord's judgment. Sir, you also be wrong. Yes. You will be wrong. The Lord does not support anybody, sir. The Lord does not support anybody. The Lord stands on His own will. You will hear the Lord. The Lord will say, you are not compassionate enough. The Lord tells you that you don't have more faith. You are not patient enough. You didn't suffer long. You didn't suffer long. I think in running up, I think this movie is a revolutionary series. This movie, Chosen. Because I think one of the things I've been able to capture was Jesus' humanity. But I've not watched it to the point. I saw a clip where Jesus had an altercation with Judas. That place was very touchy. So I like the way they painted it. You know, when he was saying, you know, it's like Judas had gone. What's it? Judas the son. I've not watched the other sense, but I noticed that I think at the point Jesus was talking, Judas already made the plan that Jesus would be declared as the king, the Messiah. And Jesus was already down that. This is not the... So when they were talking, Judas said, so... Allow Judas to talk. This is what we have done. So this is now the opportunity, sir, for you to show yourself. And Jesus now said that. Shame in the mokwe. Abi olok baby. You know what Judas thought? He said, why am I here if you can't take my advice? Jesus said, no, I don't need your advice. So why am I here? Why did you bring me here? I said, okay, no wonder. I said, I like this place because this guy must have had problems. It's not easy to sell your Lord. It's not easy to sell your Lord. He must have had problem. So they now showed the clip at the, because Jesus said someone will betray me here. So immediately they said that the old 12 was scattered. They were all fighting each other. So Jesus didn't tell anybody, but he told John. He gave him a secret that, you know, whoever I dip this bread to and give is the person. So when he did it, when John saw it, John's heart skipped. So Jesus now looked at Judas and told him, go and do that with your... No, he used this word. In Amu, he says, he is fully have you now. He has fully had you now. He said, who? Jesus said, he's not God. You see, why... I was learning. I was seeing ways. I said, I bless those people that did that thing. They don't know what they are doing. He said, it's not God. So I saw that, okay, so this thing... This is how this thing operates. I was just seeing conversation. Then I know that several times Jesus will have corrected him. So brethren, let our hearts be, I want us to be people, you know, this discipleship thing is also to make all of us meek, myself inclusive. So don't think that I have it in mind that me, I'm the disciple. I'm also following Jesus. If you know me very well, and I want to say this, I make my boast in the Lord. So I'm following you all my life. I am open to learning. Yes. So we are also learning. We are learning under Jesus. We are learning from men that are also above us. We watch people, we learn. I have my own father that I submit to. I also have fathers in the body that I also check once in a while. I check them out. Check what is the Lord saying through them. What's the Lord saying through Rejoiner? What's the Lord saying through this person? I'm learning. I'm learning. And I think I'll be like this for a long time. Amen. Amen. I'm learning. Amen. Because there's no how that you think that you have arrived in this part. It's a long stretch. So all of us, you have that same mind too in our journey together. That is how it will be easy. You will not be stuck at any point. And that does not mean that you will not do things that God has put in your... You keep doing things that God has committed to your hands, but you are still journeying. You understand? You are still in that heart of journeying. One of the shortcomings of this generational, of this generational wineskin, of whatever is that, we got lost into ministry. Ministry is just a means, it's just a face. You have to love journey more than ministry. As good as ministry is, it can be a trap. Amen. I told my wife something. I said, ministry can be a trap. Amen. Yes. Amen. In itself, if you don't understand the concept of journey and you are committed to it, ministry itself is a trap. You have to be separated from ministry to really get to touch God. Ministry can be a trap. You know that thing? Many pastors have entered ministry trap, preparing message to feed congregation. You know, and you are doing it that way out, you know, setting up ministry. That's setting up. And you see some people, they are doing ministry well in the sense of arranging ministry. And in that, they have lost capacity to follow God. They can't follow God anymore. So we are following God here. Yes, we are following God here. I'm more particular about us getting God. So can we all submit to this God? Can we all submit to the process of learning? Can we all submit to the process of apprenticeship? That is what the way of discipleship is all about. So the Lord will keep us. Amen. The Lord will keep us to the end. We have just begun. So we'll keep painting this vision gradually till we get it completely. God bless you.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.